Hello. Hey, it's like we're in the clown cave again.
Hey.
It's almost like the clown cave, but we're not. We're still in the bunker.
We're still in the bunker here. Yep. Welcome to Last Friday Night.
The Raised Bar Bunker.
Raised Bar Bunker. How's it? How you guys doing? How you guys feeling right now?
Bunker.
You
know?
Bunker vibes, bunker life.
Bunker vibes, hanging in there.
Bunker vibes. My corner has been really popping off lately.
Oh, shit, really? Yeah, it looks great over there.
Thank you. I got some.
Oh, man. Sorry.
I rearranged my dust.
Yeah.
My strings.
Wow.
That looks good.
Thank you.
That looks great.
I see you have a little Eiffel Tower made of dust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So this, just to remind everybody, this is your host, Rick.
All right, I'm Brian Feynman. Thank you for subscribing to our Patreon.
Hello, Patreon.
Hello, Patreon.
We've got the wonderful and the wickedly talented Chase Montavon.
Ooh, thank you. Glad to be
here on the podcast. Delighting you as always. Edie, I think, didn't make it. She was in the blaze, unfortunately. Mm-hmm.
She got caught in the blaze. Yeah, she didn't talk that whole time.
She didn't talk. She was on the last episode, by the way.
She was on the last episode, but then she died in the explosion.
Yeah.
On her phone the whole time.
On her name. You know, she's
one of those moods. I mean, we all get in those moods.
That's okay.
Where you're not feeling as chatty and you're just checking your phone.
No,
and
sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you want to meet up with your friends, but you just want to check your phone the whole time.
Exactly.
I totally get that. You don't want to be alone, but you don't feel like talking.
Right.
It's like it's hard to be with someone when you have like a tweet that's really popping off.
Literally, you're just checking. You're checking the likes, checking the likes.
Or some allegations are like coming out. You know what I mean? You're just checking the quotes. You know? Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
I bet you know all about that.
Yeah.
A guy like you must know all about that kind of thing.
Guilty as charged. Allegations.
Beating the allegation.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had any allegations against you? This is a Patreon, so we can share if we've ever had any allegations. You don't have to actually share now that I bring it up.
I'm just thinking about it. I don't. Maybe just like it's like maybe not allegations, just kind of like being a bad friend.
Sure.
Like kind of come
allegations
out,
of being a bad friend. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess I've had that too. I've been. I was kind of a shitty friend before.
So the allegations.
So the allegations. Did not beat those allegations.
Allegations of having weak head game.
Right.
A head game a week.
Yeah. The shittiest thing I did I used my friend's like old ID when I was like 24, just because I didn't have my ID and I didn't have the stuff to get it. I mean, I probably could get it, but I just didn't, you know, feel like doing that. And he gave me an ID, so I didn't need one. And I lost it at my family's home in Virginia. I didn't tell him. And then he was out. He was like at his family's house, like out and about. And then he lost his ID and he was like, hey, can you mail me my ID? And I was like, sure. And I just lied and said I would, and then said that
it got lost in the mail.
Yeah, exactly. That was the next step.
Oh, I sent it.
And then
what's
just
what's the tracking number?
Yeah, he was asking me for the tracking number.
You're like 5 X.
And I was just being shitty and irresponsible, and then I just had to come clean, and then I just called him on the phone and I was like, listen, I lost it. And I was like, ask my parents to find it. And I was like, can you find it all? They couldn't find it. And then eventually I had to call him. And I just remember he was like, okay. And then he just hung up on me.
Losing your ID isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's really
was,
not.
Yeah. I think it was like an issue with flying back.
Go to the DMV.
Yeah.
But
about the worst way you could have handled that.
It was about the worst, 100% the worst way I could have handled that.
No.
And then he didn't want to be my friend anymore after that. If you can believe
it's a little dramatic.
Yeah.
A little dramatic.
I think this
immature thing I did by giving him an ID backfired.
Yeah. It might have been more of a straw than broke the camel's back sort of situation.
Sure.
Well, I was a shitty roommate. I was, you know, I feel like in my early 20s, I was a shitty roommate.
We were roommates in our early 20s.
Yeah.
No, you were so good.
Yeah.
You're such a good roommate.
Yeah.
Looking back so fondly on those times.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was an awful time.
Yay. I'm glad you guys had fun.
I think most people are bad roommates
when they're
young.
Yeah, 25.
I think so.
Anything younger than 25, I would never live with.
Yeah, man.
I would not want to relive
this. Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
I'm about to live with a 24-year-old.
Wow. Oh, you're moving... They're moving in with you?
They're moving in with me. I had my little...
Oh, right. This whole situation. This is a good story.
Yeah, I'll tell this story.
Yeah.
There was a man who lived in my
And then
apartment.
Chase will tell a story, too.
Yeah.
Yay! Woohoo!
I live in a 4-bedroom apartment. All of them are well. Now we're acquaintances. When we first moved in, we were strangers.
Yeah.
One of them seemed friendly enough. But then I got a text from my landlord a few months ago saying Mr. Man hasn't paid his rent in 2 months,
Ooh.
And like, can you get him to pay his rent? Basically, and I'm like. I mean, no, I'll text him and say hello.
Passively.
Yeah.
Hi. Hey, Mr. King.
Yeah. Hey, King. Love you.
Roommate vibes.
Our landlord is wondering where his money is at.
Landlord's being random.
Yeah.
Hate to be a bitch right now.
Hate to be a fucking bitch, but are you going to pay our landlord? He was responding to me initially being like, oh yeah, I'm going to pay him. And then eventually he blocked my number. And then when he blocked my number, I was like, come to think of it, I haven't seen this guy in a long time. Go to just open his bedroom door to see if there's still stuff in there. It's locked, which we don't even have like keys to our own bedrooms. So he locked it somehow. We had to get like do the card slide trick. To get it open, all of his shit was still there, like all of it, like bed, everything. There were clothes still there, but he blocked all of our numbers, and like there were, it seemed like there were like some essential items that he took, like took.
Stupid.
He done took his
stuff. He took some of his stuff, and we thought that was pretty weird. I tried to call him again. I had his girlfriend's phone number. I tried texting her. She didn't respond to me. But basically what we found out was that this guy just took his shit, left, blocked all of our numbers, and didn't pay like 4 months of rent. And was just going to leave us to kind of wait to find out.
Did that once.
You did that?
Wow.
Oh my God.
That guy.
Wow.
That's bad.
We've all been bad boys.
I've
never done that.
I've never done that.
Okay. Well, in my defense.
What's your defense? I'd love to hear it. I'd love to hear your defense.
I like throw a smoke bomb down my So I lived in this shit hole apartment. Which is now actually, it's like, it was right off the Wilson stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, who's like, Julia Salazar. It's now Julia Salazar's office.
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
She was like a representative for like Bushwick or something.
Yes.
Like a state representative, whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like walked by. So it was like this shithole apartment. It was like off the Wilson stop. It was like at what felt like the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you get off Wilson and then it's like the cemetery and then the house.
Right.
Look out the window and just see like the cemetery and nothing else.
It was kind of cool in a way.
It was awful. It was the worst apartment I had ever lived in, and I lived with three jazz musicians from the new school.
Going to the new school?
Currently going to the new school. And like,
for jazz.
For jazz. Yeah. So I would be woken up on a Saturday morning with...
jazz.
And like, because
their personalities couldn't have been good either.
They were fine. Actually, they were really nice guys. And I feel really bad for what I did. So I was like, this place is a nightmare. I remember the straw that broke the camel's back for me was I was walking home and I saw a bucket of shit on the street. Just a bucket of shit. And I was like, I'm leaving tomorrow. So I finally...
Was the place, just so I can get an idea here, was it like a new place that sucked or a really old place?
It was like a really old place. Yeah. Below it was an abandoned church.
Wow.
And then the middle part was an apartment and there's like an apartment above us. And it's like, I remember one day, it was like the second to last day I was there, I finally opened up the oven filled to the brim with pans.
Wow.
Rusty, dirty pans.
Damn.
Oh, dirty pans. And I thought they were doing the pants trick to make it warm in the wintertime.
Oh, no.
No, just dirty. Just dirty pants.
Oh, pans. P-A-N-S.
Oh, pans. Pants.
Dirty pants.
So just, it was just a shitty apartment.
Yeah.
So I did the right thing. I was like, and technically I was a subletter.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't even on the...
Yeah.
So, I'll go back to, I'm a bad storyteller. So anyway... So I'm a subletter, and then I find someone to take over the room. I'm in the new apartment that I'm in. This is when I first moved to New York in 2016. I'm working a shit job at the City Bakery, which fuck that place. So I'm glad it closed down. And then I get a message from my subletter being like, "Hey, this place is a shithole."
Just being weird in the closet.
Oh, I thought it was the jazz musicians. Like, we found you, bitch.
I got you.
We heard your podcast on the Patreon, and we're going to beat your ass.
You're going to jail, motherfucker. And we're going to beat your ass.
And then, so I was like, you know what? I'm in a situation where I can't pay two rents, especially for two places that are awful. So I'm just not going to respond to any more of their texts.
Yeah.
But also, I realized, because when I signed the sublease, or like the girl who I was like subleasing from, she was like, "Oh, just like give this contract to the landlord." I never did. So I was just like,
"You're kind of."
I saw it there, and I was like, "I'm just gonna get rid of this document."
Yeah.
And actually, it's her problem now.
Yeah.
Through this experience that I just had, and from what you just told me, there's actually a lot more situations where you can just do that.
You can just leave.
You can just leave and get out of it. And honestly, more often than not, or it really depends, but a lot of times, especially if it's like a weird sublease, sublet, where there's kind of like a loose contract kind of a thing, like they're probably not going to come after you for like a grand.
No.
Or even a couple grand.
No, it's like
depends.
Was it just 1 month's rent for you, or
it
you
was? I think it was like a 1 month or two because it was like I left in October, and then the day before Thanksgiving, I kept getting a lot of texts from them.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. You just gotta hold strong, just
and
not respond.
I just was with my mom, and we're going to the Macy's Day Parade, and I was like, I'm not
busy,
responding.
Can't tell literally her, busy. Obviously. Yeah, a little secret.
Oh, actually, problem. I found a guy. He's 70 feet tall.
And I love him.
And he's Charlie Brown.
He needs a place to crash after this. Wow. I've had roommates skip out on me. I had a 19-year-old rapper roommate.
Well, there's your mistake.
Yeah.
Your mistake right there.
It was like he followed my other roommate who was a model on Instagram. Did you ever meet Chris, the model guy?
I don't think so, but I've heard stories.
Yeah. He was a cool guy and everything.
Yeah.
But he would also... Chris would like play like dystopia, like death metal anytime he was in the bathroom when he would take like really long shits, and then he would take a shower after every time he shit, like he was really weird
hygienic
about shitting. Do you think
he was wiping?
Yes,
if
I know
you take a shower immediately after wiping or immediately after shitting, you don't necessarily have to wipe, because then you can just wash all the shit off from your butt. Yeah.
But then shower. Right, exactly what I'm gonna say, producer Nico, is that now you gotta clean your shower off, my friend.
It just goes down the drain.
It leaves a little.
You need a rinse. You got shitty water on your feet.
I don't actually think this. I think that you should still wipe your butt and then also shower. Mm-hmm. I feel like there are some people who have said, "Oh, if you just shower right after you shit, you don't have to wipe."
Right. Like, no, people say that.
There's still a good amount of shit.
You'd be
on
surprised
your butt.
By like the amount of like wacky dacky things people do in the bathroom that they think are normal.
Right.
That maybe I'm doing that I think are normal.
Yeah.
Or like what's the thing? It's like there are people who stand to wipe and people who sit to wipe, and none of the two know exist.
Wow.
I
stand.
I often stand.
I think
and
I stand.
I've recently heard that a lot of people think this
is
very
weird.
See,
that's crazy. It's like 50-50 too, and nobody knows each other exists.
I mean, once I heard it, I was like, whoa, you can still wipe your butt when you're sitting?
I
tried it, and I'm like, it just doesn't come as natural to me.
Yeah.
I can do it, and I get how to do it now. And honestly... I mean, your
that makes no sense to
me. Like, why? Your butthole is a little more open when
you're
sitting.
It's open when you're sitting. Sure,
yeah,
I understand that.
So you can actually get more of the wiping in there. I think I just was used to standing, so stood up.
I like to walk around while I'm shitting, you know, in the middle of it and stuff too. You know, it's nice to just take a little breather, stretch your legs.
It gets the bowels moving.
Yeah.
I like to stand up and.
Pretty sure Nico's looking at me like I'm crazy, but yes.
When you stand up, you can look down and see what you
I
did
like to
in
see
toilet
my
bowl.
Mess. Yeah, yeah, I like to have the free of paper. Yes, that's the main appeal. Wait, sorry.
You do it after you wipe?
I've never been a standing person.
Yeah.
That's so bizarre. It's like you sit. Why would you stand? Because then your
well, you gotta see the mess. I mean, that's the big
no.
Deal.
Because then your butt closes, and then
you're getting more poop
you're getting more
all
poop
over your
on the
cheeks.
Butt. Yeah.
You can just wipe that off your cheeks.
More work.
Honestly, what I do is I stand up and I bend over the toilet while sort of inspecting my dog.
Shit.
Yeah.
Bend over like so you're
kind of with my hand on the
on the
what the fuck is it?
The upper part.
The upper part.
Upper deck?
The upper decker.
Jesus Christ, bunch of city boys over here.
Never fixed a toilet in their lives.
Never fixed a tank in
the
their
top
lives.
Part.
The top part.
Ooh, the top part.
I don't know what that's called. I don't have to deal with that.
But I love the smell of my shit. I've never found anyone who can connect with me on this.
Everyone likes to smell their farts.
I like to smell my farts. Yeah.
Farts,
and I feel like people
farts
go with
most
me there.
People agree with that,
people
but then
agree
shit,
with that.
Shit is
shit.
Different.
I had a crazy one today.
I'm not horribly offended by the smell of my own shit. I don't like it. You know, I'm like, I know it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
I am offended by other people's
shit.
Like,
when you smell shit,
it's like...
I don't like other people.
It's not good. No, it's gross.
No, it's
and they
like,
should be ashamed of themselves.
Well,
for what
what's
they
fascinating
did.
To me is like, walking down the street, you can tell when a shit is from a dog or when it's from a person just by the gut feeling it brings about in you.
Yeah. How viscerally
it's
horrible
visceral,
it seems.
It's like it's almost like your instincts kicking in. Like, ugh.
That's what when people tell stories, I feel like of like finding human shit, they put the emphasis on human because it's so much more grotesque.
Yeah.
Like we're just used to walking among
dog
shit. Dog like
shit
that's just
everywhere.
Understood we're all doing that. But if it's like I saw human shit on the subway, it's a lot more shocking. That's worse. It is worse.
It is worse. It's like, because it's like, this is like, there's something implied that there's something diseased about it.
Especially
if it's like outside, not in the toilet. It's like,
and that's this poor fella who is just shitting in the street now. I mean, what's going on? This is not good.
Have you guys ever shit in the street from an emergency?
Never.
I've shit in the woods.
Yeah.
Shit in the woods in a camping situation, but no, never on the street.
I shit on Mulholland Drive one time.
Mulholland Drive, LA.
Yes, and wow. I was going on a hike in Runyon Canyon.
Runyon Canyon, yes. Famous hiking spot in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes. And I was like, I have to shit so bad. Like, they don't have public bathrooms on Runyon. It's mm-hmm. just like a big mountain. So I scurried down onto someone's tennis court and took a shit in the ivy. And I had like napkins in the car and I just like wiped and like covered it up and then just like scurried back up the slope.
Oh no.
That sounds like it worked out fine.
I know. I was like, this was okay. And then I like met up with my friend and he was like, are you okay? I was like, I did something horrible moments ago. But I feel like it was a good place to do it.
And he's like, let's just go play some tennis.
Yeah. He's like, let's go to my house down the slope.
That actually is a good place. I mean, LA in general, it's such a quiet city. Oftentimes people don't give it enough credit for how boring and slow and quiet it is. You can easily find a spot on a road, mm-hmm. shit, that go back to nice. Your walk on Runyon Canyon, and nobody's the wiser.
Did you have a poopy butthole? Did you have anything
you had
to
some
wipe
napkins,
with?
You said.
You wiped with the napkins. You wiped with the napkins.
And then I had hand sanitizer in the car.
Okay.
Yeah. So it
sounds
all
like
out.
You got away clean.
Scot-free.
All right.
The perfect crime.
Yeah. I've never had to shit in the city, but I know at some point the day will come.
Yeah.
I've had close calls, but I've never... Close calls. When I was in middle school, you know how you do little pranks when you're in middle school? Mm-hmm. You know, especially around Halloween time. Mm-hmm. What do they call that? Day of...
Oh,
Devil's
yeah,
Night?
Devil's Night or something. Yeah, yeah.
Mischief Night.
Mischief Night. Mm-hmm. You do mischief. Mm-hmm. My friends
I'm
and I...
I'm adjusting my balls right in front of this video. I'm sorry.
People like it when we're real on this.
Yeah,
show.
That's true.
Turn
yeah.
into less only fans.
yeah.
We've talked about that. It's something we've been discussing.
Yeah,
and only fans
I know.
For the pod.
Yeah, or it's something where like maybe we add a little something to the Patreon.
No.
Every once in a while.
I'll show my dick.
Yeah.
I'm an exhibitionist. So.
yeah, it's kind of fun, right?
At this point, everybody has. It's not like that taboo anymore.
Well, I know. No. Yeah. It really, it's so tempting, man. It really
it's very tempting.
As, I don't know, Rick, if you experience this, but as just like a gay man, I send out at least 3 nudes a day.
Sure.
I don't.
Rick's in a committed relationship.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
When I wasn't, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. You're sending them out. My problem with that, this is a whole different conversation. What I was going to say before, me and my friends would poop on people's
right.
cars.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Whoa, cool.
Yeah.
You and John? And
No, this was. I'm thinking of like when I was in Massachusetts, me and my Boston area friends, around Halloween time, we would do, you'd do like the TPing houses, and you... Or we would do a thing, we would put our underwear in people's mailboxes,
yeah.
and we would shit on people's cars.
Put your underwear in people's, so you just, wow, that's cool. That's kind of gay a little bit, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. I guess it wasn't that much.
I was also a middle school boy, like boxers.
Yeah, that's true.
The
loose,
incriminating for those people.
Shorts. Yeah.
Thin and flannel.
Yeah, the thin flannel, yeah. Hang it, you get, yeah.
I can only imagine what they did with those things after they got them.
Yeah. Sniffed them right away. Oh,
immediately.
Oh. Honey, can you believe this?
These dang kids. I'm going to go back to my study and figure out who did this.
I'm a scientist, a professional scientist. I'm going to do forensics on these boxers. Fuck. I assume is what they were doing. Yeah. You guys ever do that kind of thing?
No, I would walk around with, Sam Yu. When he would get really drunk in high school, he would kick in rear view mirrors.
Oh.
And,
rear view? From the
Side mirrors. I mean, Stuck it through the window.
That would be cool.
Burst through the windshield just to get that fucking rearview mirror. That's the
so specific.
I actually do as little damage as I can to anything except the rear view mirror.
It's like diving when you have to make a tiny splash.
I mean, you're kind of fucked without a rear view mirror.
A side mirror you can kind of get away with.
You can get away.
One side mirror gone is fine. Yeah.
It's fine. Both of them gone, it's tough.
Yeah, both of them gone. But you're
good luck, honey.
But that was more of just him being having an alcohol problem, I think, and me laughing because I thought it was really funny. Yeah.
The alcohol to destroying car pipeline is very
oh yeah, baby.
Especially when you're behind the wheel.
Yeah. My this is a Patreon episode. Yeah. I'll tell a family story about how my brother got this football scholarship to go to the school in Ohio. And it was like, so I remember like the weekend before is like my brother was going to college. We were dropping him off and my mom was crying. She was so sad. Her little boy was going to college.
No.
Hard cut. 2 weeks later, my brother is back to living with us because he got really drunk with the football team and went and took a bat and hit the windows out of every car in a parking lot.
Oh, in the, like, dorm parking lot?
Yeah, something like that, or yeah, some sort of, like, school parking lot.
Jesus, that's stupid.
That's very bad.
Yep.
He probably got in some trouble, huh?
Yeah, it's, I remember my
yeah, it's like a lot of money,
really
right?
upset.
Yeah. Hey, is it a crime to party?
Hey, is it a crime to party?
Is it a crime to have a good time?
It shouldn't be.
No, really...
yeah, I had friends who got in trouble for like tagging in Charlottesville. Which is a funny
graffiti.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, even just with like a paint pen, really. Oh, sure. Yeah. Very silly thing to get in, like one of my friends like got arrested for it, like because he did it sort of in increasingly daring public spaces.
Sure.
But. Just kind of writing basically your name or your nickname, like because I would tag
all
a
your
little
information.
Bit. Yeah.
Brian Fittyman.
Brian
76 Monroe.
We got him, boys.
Who is Brian Fittyman that lives at 376 Monroe
with a magnifying glass? My God.
It still takes him 2 years to figure it out.
Forensic.
And all the red tape.
They
won't let a cop do their goddamn
damn it,
job.
Johnson.
Just let them do their damn job.
Just go by the book. You're never going to catch Brian Fittyman who lives at 377 Monroe Street.
We don't got enough on him.
I think I'm on to something, boss. I smell him.
I think I'm going
to What if
there
we go to 377 Monroe? No, damn it. There's too much red tape.
No. I think I'll just go there with my gun late at night. Take the law into
Johnson,
my hands.
You're fired.
This
Give
is
me.
What I like about being a cop. I always got a loaded gun.
You got a nice little gun. They give it to you for free.
That I can shoot
I think you
anybody.
Have to buy your gun, actually.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
I think you did. Well,
that's so unfair.
Nico, can you look it up, please?
Cops shouldn't have to buy their own guns.
You have to pay for an Oscar if you get an Oscar.
Yeah,
what?
You have to buy something.
In what sense?
It's
the
so
manufacturing
you,
of it?
So it's like you don't get an Oscar. Like, you win the award of the Oscar, but if you want the statue itself, you have to go and buy it for
$80. For $80?
It's $80, and then they engrave it there on the spot.
Wow.
That's... Wow. Even
$80?
Even if you're
what
a
fucking
Oscar-winning actress, you still have to go get your little thing engraved at the store.
Oh,
so
you know they got a little square, too. I'm sorry, I don't have any cash on. Don't worry. Oh, we take Venmo. We take Square. We got it all. Yeah.
They, like, turn around the tip.
I was right, by the way. I was right.
Where the suggested is probably 30%.
Yeah,
30%. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first suggestion. Yeah.
No. I'll give you 10%.
Sweetie, I'm
sweetie,
typing
nice
in.
Nice try.
I'm bringing out my phone,
me.
Calculating 8% on my own, and then I'll type that in. I was right. about the guns. Most police officers have to buy their own firearms.
Wow.
And like every.
But how much is it?
How much?
I mean, but like.
Can't be that much.
I mean, you have to buy your own shoes if you're a waiter.
Yeah, that's true. Uniform. You gotta buy your own chef's
Which
shoes.
Which I also think is fucked up. Like, they should provide for everything that you need to do your job. They should, like, cover the expenses of that.
Yep.
That's what I think.
I worry this job I need a pair of dark blue jeans. I don't own one. I don't own them. And I don't... as of right now, I would like to get paid before I buy them. Is that okay?
And jeans cost what? $100
$100
$200
I guess I could go to like Old Navy or something and probably get some cheaper jeans.
Old Navy? What do those cost?
$40 $40 is what I'm thinking, yeah.
Who has $40?
Uniqlo is pretty cheap, I guess. Taylor.
Uniqlo, that's gotta be
$60 Wow, you're nailing it. Every price I'm thinking of, you are saying.
Wow, we should go on Price is Right.
Yeah, wow.
Bob Barker, rest in peace.
You know, he's old.
Wait, you guys should think of another number and see if you can say the same number again at the same time.
A number
should it be
between
a price?
1 and 100.
Just a number between 1 and 100.
Okay.
Just any number.
Yeah.
I got
just
one.
See if you can guess. See if you can say it.
I got one
time.
As well.
Yeah. See
one,
if you can say the same number.
2, 3, 45. We were close.
Well, all right.
We're
in the middle.
Within 15.
I don't know why I did 59. I just thought of it.
There's probably somebody who studies this kind of thing.
Yeah,
who could explain this to
us. Right, right.
We should have them on the show.
Why I picked that number.
Yeah.
Chase just took a pee.
I just took a big shit.
He took a big fat shit.
And now he's back.
I can smell it.
And we're still in the bunker.
We're still in the bunker, by
so
the way.
So every time we shit, it's in a bucket, and we have to live with that for forever.
We did remodel the bunker exactly after the last Friday Night Studio, just to make us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So that is nice. But the shitting is done in a bucket, not a toilet.
Yeah,
it's done
in,
it's
we did not make a toilet.
We didn't make it. I tried out of clay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
It looked good. It worked for a little bit.
Yeah, it worked for a little bit, but then it spurted right back up at us. Yeah. We haven't been able to clean that up.
We've been having an okay time down here. You and Michelle Williams, you dated for a little while,
we dated.
Right?
I mean, it was cool. It was a good run. I mean, we did like 10 years.
Ten years, that's about as good as a relationship as you'd hope for the engagement party,
but the wedding, as you know, didn't really pan out.
And I'm sorry for my faults on my part. I officiated it, and I did a little too much stand-up.
That's okay.
Looking back, I can think, I can accept that now.
Listen, that was not the worst part about that relationship, I'll tell you that.
No, she was a little bit of a wackadoo.
She was a wackadoo.
She was a little bit of a crazy lady.
And you know what? I can't even put it, rest in peace. And you know what? I can't even put it all, Michelle.
Yeah.
A relationship is 50-50. She was doing one thing. And you don't, when she was talking to her friend's chair and seashell that we had, it was like, they had all the gossip. I don't know.
Yeah, that's when things started to turn, I would say. Yeah.
I'm sorry for strangling chair with my bare hands, by the way.
Things get tough.
Tensions rise. That son of a bitch still... I've not killed him. I keep trying to strangle Chair, but
owes you a lot of money.
Yeah. No,
fuck
I
Chair.
Keep losing
fuck
money.
Chair.
Yeah, no, fuck Chair, man.
Fuck Chair has screwed us all over.
Yeah. No, Chair, I mean...
His vibes are just bad.
No, I've broken him into bits, but he's still talking, and he's still alive, and it's...
He keeps, like, Chair keeps whispering to me, like, shoot up a school. I'm like,
right.
What school in the bunker, Chair?
No, I know.
What
school
am I going to shoot up? Yeah. Like, I'm thinking about it now. You put the idea in my head.
Yeah.
But what I can't do it.
I know.
There's no school.
Are there any schools after the Blaze?
No.
I mean, technically, if...
I think the Blaze took out the rest of humanity. I don't think there's any humanity left. I'm scared to open that door.
It's possible.
I hear banging sometimes.
Yeah, I hear some banging and screams. But it's possible that there are other bunkers. And within those bunkers, there could be people who are able to procreate, who could procreate. And then they could be, you know, they would have to start their own schools, I suppose.
Yeah.
But we're in an all...
it would be like Fallout.
All male
right.
bunker.
Right, and producer Nico, who just doesn't really, What do you think? Do you want to start Civilization with us? I'm fine with letting the team hit. I know. They keep saying that, and it's like, I don't want to push it, you know?
I don't want to do that. I never wanted to have kids.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't want to have kids with Michelle.
Right.
You know,
right.
At the end of the day, yeah. It's...
Shoot, her as a mom? Yikes.
No. Yeah.
Yikes.
No. Yeah, her as a mom.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Y'all
no.
know talented. How that ended.
So talented.
It's all get out. But, yeah, but troubled soul.
Now that I think about it, the kids that you and Michelle could have had would have been extremely talented.
No, mm-hmm. Yeah. Or good to eat. Good to eat, yeah. I mean, we've kind of run out of the bodies.
She wanted to raise him Catholic, too.
No, that's a big no for me.
Like, you're not even religious.
Yeah.
I don't know.
She just thought it would be fun.
She would be fun.
She thought it would be fun.
She thought it would be fun to raise her kids Catholic.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not Catholic. You're not Catholic. Where is this coming from?
And she said it was fun how strict it was.
Yeah, right. Strict.
How much you could punish your kids.
That's what she liked.
Yeah.
We could. It would be fun maybe if we like mixed all the sperm together and then we could see if we could guess whose it is.
Turkey baster situation.
Turkey baster style. Yeah. Okay.
That could be fun.
To me, it's kind of wild, and I guess I do understand.
What if it's like a triplets?
That could one of each.
Wow.
One of each.
Aww.
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 Now I want
to
do it.
Now I really actually
want to do it for real.
Maybe Michelle's still alive.
Wait, let me poke her.
It was only recently-ish.
She looks
rough.
Yeah, it's only. Let me get the.
Let me get the holy poking stick.
Okay, be careful with that. I do worship that.
Shamanash.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Hubba, hubba, hubba. Waka, waka,
hunga,
waka.
Bunga.
It's the Catholic prayer.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
She likes that.
She wanted it to be Catholic.
Yeah.
Nope.
Michelle.
Squish, squish, squish.
Oh, God. Oh. Michelle, sweetie.
Michelle. Mish.
No.
Ow. What?
Oh, Michelle. Jesus Christ.
What the hell?
You sound different.
This is Michelle. Yeah, I sound different. I've been dead for, 2 days.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Mish, baby, what's up?
Well, fuck you, first of all. You left me for dead.
Because you were dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's nowhere to leave you, by the way. Like, what the hell?
And now I'm alive.
Woohoo!
And now I'm alive.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Because you poked me awake with the magic stick that I made.
Oh, well, maybe there's something to this whole Catholic thing. We're not really...
There is something to the Catholic thing. This is what I told you.
I'm listening.
I mean...
This is why I made the stick. I made the magic Catholic stick.
You did
make
a Catholic stick.
And then
the Pope.
And then you did the waka 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 flaka waka
waka waka flame.
Yeah, you did though for the Catholic prayer, and now I'm alive again, like Jesus.
Oh
wow, just like Jesus.
Wow, just like Jesus.
Do you have any messages from the other side?
Yeah.
Did you see anything?
Yeah.
What TV shows are on outside of the bunker?
It all sucks. Hell is real. Yeah. What they said in Catholic school is that hell is real.
Oh God.
Damn.
Were you in a Catholic style hell?
Did you go to Catholic school when you died?
When you go to hell, you go to Catholic school, and they only play. It's a horrible TV show. What's the name of this TV show?
I don't know. Describe it so we can help you.
It's
kind
of
like
Facts of Life.
Seventh Heaven.
It's kind of like two. It's kind of like two identical twin boys. Mm. Two identical twin men. Sorry, they're grown men.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
And they love each other, but they're brothers. And they fix up houses together.
Property brothers.
Yeah, it's fucking Property Brothers. They just play Property Brothers over and over.
I kind of hear that's like juicy though.
People like that show. I don't like that shit. They're hot.
Yeah.
People are like, those guys are hot.
And they're short, buff guys. I kind of stand with them.
Well, they only have two episodes.
There's only two episodes of Property Brothers?
In hell, they only have two episodes available.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
Are they like back-to-back episodes, or are they one random season and one random season, and they just play
those episodes back-to-back over and over and over and over again.
Damn.
Yeah, it sucks. That sucks shit. Man. It sucks shit. I'm so happy you woke me up with the Catholic stick.
Well, welcome Catholics. Back to the bunker.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome.
I guess we'll fill you in on what sort of happened in the past 2 days.
I jerked off a little bit.
That's a sin. You're going to go to hell.
What? Really?
You're gonna go to hell.
Is that not Catholic? Really?
Wait, but
there are
Brian...
so many nasty masturbators in hell.
Oh, God.
Gooners.
No. Watching Brian Goon has been the bunker pastime for the past 40 years now.
I'm sorry.
He's going to hell. He's going straight to hell.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but God can't hate anyone who goons.
God hates gooners. He hates gooners.
How could one hate a gooner?
He does not hate those who watch gooners, but he hates gooners. Gooners go to hell. If you goon, you go straight to hell.
Are you kidding
almost me? Everybody in my room that I was in hell. Also in hell, you share rooms with everybody. It's like it's like 8 people in a room. Ooh, and it's really small and you all gotta share a little room together. And almost everybody else in my room was a damn gooner. Almost everybody else in my room was a damn gooner.
Who could they still goon at all? Were they?
They were gooning nonstop. All they were right. gooning nonstop.
Well, fucking send me to hell,
sick.
Then, bitch. Oh, send me to hell.
It made me sick.
All right. What were they gooning to? Did they still have porn? Did they still have Riley Reed?
Property Brothers, I would imagine.
They were going to the Property Brothers because that's all we had. We had one little tiny TV. We all just huddled around the one little tiny TV in our room, and they were all gooning.
No, I could do that. But except I'm so shy around other gooners. No!
Well, Brian, I think it's time for you to goon around other people.
Well,
that's a part of hell, is that you're really shy down there, and you have to, you know, most everybody's shy, and it's all these gooners,
they can't really get hard.
Yeah,
here's the thing. You're only shy as you want to be.
That's true. Wow,
and knowing this
like
information
that.
Now, you can go goon, and you can be the king gooner of hell.
Could be the king gooner of hell, maybe work my way up in the sort of Satan's royal army.
Because Satan might respect you.
Yeah, Satan might respect
you. If you're the one who's not shy.
Yeah. How crazy and how bad I am.
Yeah, maybe. You could do that. You could definitely do that for sure. There are some gooners who made their way up the political ranks in hell.
Oh, let's go!
Yeah, so
let's fucking go!
Yeah, you could do that.
Let's fucking go!
LFG.
Alright, well, I'm glad you're back then, I guess.
Well,
it's not for you.
Do you guys want to have kids, or...?
Me? I would love to have kids. Honestly.
I mean, Michelle, we talked about it, and...
Oh, with you, right now.
Yeah, with me. I'm a Catholic woman, and I'm back from the dead. It's a miracle. I need to procreate.
Well, you're married to Chase.
You know what? Let's do it.
Let's have kids.
I don't fucking care. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is awesome. Aww.
I'll get the turkey baster, and you know what? Let's just all do the... Let's do the Petri dish
let's
thing.
Let's do the Petri dish thing. Okay.
Let's do the Petri dish
thing. Okay, yeah. No, Michelle, I'm going to join in on this, too. We're all going to mix our semen together, and we're going to put it in a Petri dish.
Also,
and we're all going to just mix it together and then see which one you get.
Yeah.
We should include Jennifer, the busboy, who also the cab driver's wife.
Wait, Jennifer is still around?
She's kind of skittering up on the corner of the ceiling right now. But
why didn't we just...
Hello.
Jennifer, this is the first time we've heard you talk in years.
Actually, you've kind of grown a little
bit.
I'm 50 feet tall now.
My God, yeah, actually.
How did you grow so big?
I have left the eternal physical body.
What the hell? No, where'd she go? Oh, she's everywhere and nowhere.
I am now just a puff of smoke, a spirit.
Wow.
Or something you perceive as smoke.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you know me, I'm always fiending for an elf bar. I could inhale some of that smoke, perhaps.
I'm gonna say that's kind of sexy in a way.
Wait.
You have a sexy voice.
Oh.
Yeah, you do. It's kind of raspy.
You're kind of turning me on a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean... For years, after year 20 that no one spoke to me, I just kind of turned into a puff of smoke. Thinking,
wish I'd let you know earlier.
I mean, me too. I mean,
but I actually think that the fact that you are a puff of smoke is what turns me on about you. So I don't know how that would have worked out.
Well,
I guess.
Mean, you want to try something right now?
Yeah, we could try something.
Wow. No freaky deaky.
Wow. Okay, that sounds good. You down for a sort of petri dish situation?
Well,
you
fuck
know?
No.
What? What?
I'm a puff of smoke. Just kind of stick it wherever.
Oh, cool.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we can do that.
That's yeah, I'm cool with the petri dish if you stick it in me.
Are you capable of... Yeah. Birthing a
yeah,
child?
Can you birth?
We're trying to kind of rebuild civilization.
Yeah, can you birth?
I don't know, motherfuckers. Okay. That's why we're going to find
this
out.
This is all new. This
okay,
is all new.
This is all new. This is new for
okay.
Okay.
This is new,
so we could
ground.
Down.
All right.
We could, yeah, we could
do try. It.
So we'll just all, I guess, fuck each other.
Yeah, you guys start fucking each other first.
Okay. Okay.
I'll stand over here and watch.
Okay.
And then... We'll talk about putting it in me.
Okay. We'll sort of see how all that
goes.
Okay. So
all
you
right,
guys just kind of hang
now.
Out.
Right. Pleasure to, right. You know, fuck
yeah.
You for this time.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is all, this is
oh,
something.
That's pretty all right with me, I guess.
I'm watching
right.
This.
If nothing is,
oh, is
untoward
really
right now. I
no, this is all right.
This
okay, cool.
Is really
I hope it's going okay so far.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good.
Oh, it came.
Oh,
you came.
Yes.
I
think
we didn't come yet.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I'm just going to go now.
Wait,
oh,
what the
man.
Hell? Can you
the
go
whole
through
point
the
was
door?
To try and impregnate you.
Yeah, I was into that when I was horny, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you're over
now
it.
I got some post-nut clarity.
After you come, yeah.
Yeah,
that,
I don't know if I'm as into
clarity.
That.
Yeah,
you have a sort of a pregnancy sort of cream pie finish.
Yeah.
You like the cream pies.
Yeah.
Well, we could, I mean, come back around and we could cream pie.
I don't know.
You don't want to come back?
I mean, I like watching that in porn, but seeing it in real life seems a bit...
There's nothing more visually pleasing than a cream pie in porn, you know? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, cream
I'm
pies are nice,
it.
For sure. In porn, but only...
Yeah. I think I just kind of...
That kind of thing. You just like watching it and the
I
idea
just, like,
of it.
Watching...
You don't like actually doing it yourself.
Nah, I just kind of want a boyfriend, you know?
Oh, just want like a normal boyfriend.
Yeah.
Wait, can you go through the door? Or are you?
Oh, yeah. I've been going in and out for years.
Wait, what's it like out there?
Yeah,
wait,
what's it like out there? Wait, is civilization over?
Wait, is civilization
can
gone?
Can we leave?
I mean, yes and no.
What does that mean?
Wait, well, how so?
Cream pies.
A lot of cream
really?
Pies?
It's all cream pies out there,
nothing
huh?
But cream pie.
Whoa,
that doesn't sound
sounds
so bad
pretty
to
awesome
me.
To me. Yeah, I can get used
okay.
To it.
See, that's the thing. It's like watching it is hot, but when you're in the cream pie world, it's not as
it's not so
hot. No,
okay.
It's not as hot.
So you would recommend that we stay here in the bunker?
Yeah, bunker's where it's at.
okay.
So
bunker
okay.
Number one.
Hmm. Okay.
Is
I mean
too many cream pies, and it's just on the streets and everything. It's just
streets, air, cream pies have evolved.
What the hell?
Is there still like civil? Yeah. What does that mean?
Are they sentient?
I don't think sentient in the way we think of sentience.
Okay.
Well,
oh,
it's like another like
meaning.
An otherworldly sort of.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I could imagine. Yeah.
That. Have you seen Planet of the Apes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
So if you were to go out,
yeah.
They would be like none cream pie.
None
cream pie.
Okay.
And they
oh,
would chase
gosh.
You and try to cream pie.
Oh, God.
That's
no!
That sounds really, really
yeah,
scary.
Yeah, then
no
you run to
way.
The Statue of Liberty and
yeah,
you would see
yeah, yeah.
That it's cream pie.
No!
Not the beautiful Statue
the
of cream
Liberty.
Pie cream pie. No!
Yeah.
No!
And you would get on your knees and you'd be like, no!
God damn you, dirty cream pies!
That sounds... Horrible. I
it's,
don't want to
yeah,
leave the bunker.
No,
it
no.
Sucks.
I don't want to leave the bunker.
You
oh
don't
want
to go there, man.
I'm nailing the walls of the bunker.
We
got to
protect it even further.
Yeah. Pump, 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 pump. I'm
they've been trying
it.
To cream pie these little holes you have.
Oh, no.
What you thought was water dripping was cream pie.
No. This is when the water was dripping in and dripping down the walls.
Yeah, that was cream, pie.
Cream
I was
pie.
Drinking that stuff.
Yeah, that stuff you've been making
we
your Mai Tais with.
No!
I've been just surviving off that stuff for weeks. No!
It was all cream pie.
Maybe
I don't feel
maybe
so
Michelle,
good.
Who just woke up, could take some of the cream pie and maybe she could make, you know, babies and we could raise a family down here in the bunker.
Well, let's ask her.
Okay.
Let's give it to Michelle. Give it to me.
Yeah, what's the question? I'm sorry, I was busy taking a piss.
Hey, Michelle, it's me and Jennifer. Remember the really tiny woman?
Jennifer,
I don't think we met, actually, in the first round.
We were for like a year in the first year after the fucking thing happened. And then
Oh, right, I forgot.
Oh, yeah.
But then we had a falling out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But honestly, I forget what it was about.
I haven't fucked anybody.
Like Domino's?
This whole time, by the way. Nico's got a headache. Nico's had a headache all 50 years
we've been because here. Nobody wanted to fuck you.
Oh, brother.
That's why you haven't fucked, and there's only like two options.
Just my leg.
Yeah, one of us is dead. The other's above us, though.
So what's your question you have for me? What's your question?
Oh.
I got a lot going on.
All right, so I've been in and out of the bunker, you know, kind of hanging out.
Uh-huh.
So long story short, cream pie world outside, bunker world inside.
Okay, it's cream pie world. Okay, got it.
So do you want the cream pie in you to make babies?
Yeah.
And maybe we could make an alliance with these cream pie monsters outside that haunt our gates.
No, I know the cream pie monsters.
You know them?
I know the cream pie monsters.
Huh.
Yeah.
What the... How
Wait, they, do you know...
Were they in hell?
I met them when I died, yeah. God. When I was in hell, and then I was also kind of in, like, there's kind of like a purgatory world, or I was kind of like in between, I met the cream pie monsters.
Do you know Robert Esposito?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, Robbie.
I love Robert Esposito.
He's the best.
Yeah, no, he's great.
He's awesome.
I love, we're friends.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
He was my neighbor for a few years.
My gosh. Yeah, we took a class together.
Yeah, he's the one who's always banging on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
No, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a great guy. No, I like the cream pie monsters too.
No, I picked up from context clues that he sounds like a good guy.
He's a good guy. Yeah, great. I like that guy.
The lawyer.
So
I love lawyers.
You love lawyers, do you?
Yeah, I love lawyers.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Are you a litigious lady? Are you a litigious gal? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What's the number one favorite lawsuit you ever won?
My lawsuit when
Michelle Williams. What's your law favorite?
I'll narrow it down. What was your favorite against a fellow Hollywood star that you won? Because I know you gotta have one.
Okay. Well, on the set of Manchester by the Sea, me and Casey Affleck.
Oh wow.
We were having a bad behind the scenes relationship with each other, and we ended up having a kid together. And one of the kids that we had, they ended up dying in a similar way as the kids that that died in the movie.
Life imitates art.
Life imitates art.
That is so sad.
In many ways, and the kid's family ended up suing us for negligence.
Wait.
Well, okay.
The kid you had. Had another family who sued you for negligence.
Right, yeah, let's talk about that.
We gave that kid up to another family, of course, because we're busy shooting the movie. And then the kid's family sued us for negligence, and because we're famous rich actors, we buried them. We buried the hell out of them.
That's cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was my favorite lawsuit, and I learned a lot about the law during that time.
Cool.
I learned a lot about the law.
Nice.
Yeah, so I love lawyers.
Law School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, School of Hard Knocks, that's where I went, yeah.
People don't know, and by the way, you know, you said you were busy on the movie shoot. Movie shoots are hard work. Listen, people talk about it like it's some sort of joke.
12-hour days.
It is as long days.
12-hour days.
It's not exactly comfortable conditions.
It's not comfortable. Sometimes you're cold. We're shooting Manchester by the Sea. You ever been to Manchester, Massachusetts?
Hell no.
I've been to Cream Pie, Manchester, Massachusetts.
Oh, dude,
I've been to Cream
name?
Pie, Massachusetts. Yeah. Cream Pie, Manchester, Massachusetts.
They have
sort of
a parallel movie industry like we used to have.
Yeah, it's a parallel world. Yeah. It's exactly like Hollywood in Manchester.
Cream Pie Hollywood.
But there's cream pies everywhere.
They got Cream Pie Gump.
Yeah.
Yep, cream pie gum.
Cream pie redemption.
And I couldn't walk into
Ocean's Cream Pie.
I couldn't walk into an audition room without being cream pied. Which you get sick of that after a while. You get sick of that kind of shit. And you're working 12-hour days.
Yeah. Man, don't even get me started on Cream Pie Bollywood.
Cream Pie Bollywood. I never want to go back there. If I never went back to Cream Pie Bollywood for as long as I live, I'd be a very happy woman.
Beautiful dances at first.
I was gonna say I love the beautiful cream pie dances there.
Oh man.
They work magic with that.
Cream Pie RRR was one of my favorite movies that came out last year.
That was an epic.
But Cream Pippenheimer.
Cream Pippenheimer. I was up for that role.
Oh, really?
That Cream Pie Emily Blunt ended up playing. I was so fucking pissed off I didn't get that role. I swear to God, I was about to do something violent when I lost that role.
Oh,
like what?
Yeah, like what sort of violent act were you playing?
Like I was about to murder her.
Oh, okay.
With a gun.
No. Oh, no.
But then I remembered that I was in Cream Pie Hollywood, and we're already kind of in an undead kind of in between worlds kind of a scenario.
Like Adventure Time.
Adventure Time. So you can't really kill somebody with a gun in that kind of a world. But I was pissed off. Oh, I was so pissed off. And I said, that Cream Pie Emily Blunt got that role over me. And I said, if I ever come back to life, if I ever in that bunker, if they ever poke me back to life, I'm going to get back.
Oh.
I'm going to get back at real life Emily Blunt.
Oh, whoa. A real life Emily
real
Blunt.
Real life Emily Blunt.
Yeah. What?
She's still alive?
I've heard rumors.
What?
There's another bunker.
Oh my God.
Of survivors.
Huh. And
what happens in Cream Pie World, there it's a mirror world of real world.
Of real bunker world.
Right,
real
right.
bunker world. And what happens in Cream Pie World happens in real bunker world as well.
Is the same world as the bunker that we're in? Or
yes.
The
yes. So somewhere
keep
out
up,
there.
Keep up, Brian.
So,
damn it.
Okay, okay.
Somewhere
keep
out
up,
there in a bunker is Emily Blunt, who got my role in real life Oppenheimer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But that's outside the bunker. Bunker, right? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's outside the bunker.
Okay.
That's why you all need to give me a petri dish and impregnate me, and I need to have an army of kids build up our kids so that we have a strong army so that when we go outside in the world that we can be protected.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Boys,
let's fucking
get to gooning.
Let's get to gooning.
We do have to get to gooning. This sounds like a really kind of long and dangerous mission.
Yeah. Michelle Williams.
So,
who sounds different
dead.
Lately.
Something after she died,
she died, something must
have happened.
It's like the Exorcist.
She has a kind of undead, nasty voice.
A little bit of
she had a beautiful voice of an angel.
She had such a
and
sweet, sweet
Maggie
voice.
Smith.
Yeah. Now she has a really grating dead woman who came
zombie.
Back to life. Yeah.
My God. Well, okay. I guess we better get to gooning, and there's a lot of cliffhangers for
there's
an audience.
There's a lot of story.
Also, I guess it's sort of...
Right now.
Well, if you didn't listen to this episode... This is good... advertisement for the Patreon, because we could do previously on, and then it's like, oh, it was on the Patreon, you should have listened.
Yeah,
this sounds like some great work for Rick and
for
producer
Rick
Nico
and producer Nico
previously
and
on.
Jock but
and,
not me
and
certainly
Jock.
Not me
and
not Edie.
What's great about this is this leads to fan involvement.
Uh-huh.
Oh wow.
So they can write fan fiction.
Ooh.
And they
yeah.
can
yes.
write
yes.
oh here's the background lore
yes.
right.
yes, yes.
the goon
Ooh,
cave
yeah,
bunker
yeah, yeah.
thing.
So this is fans, what would you like to see? when you hear this episode, let us know. You have our hotline open.
You got our hotline open, but
we have
who knows what we're
going to
see out there.
That
you know, the fans will say what they're going
to
say.
I've heard that to get into the Google number, it is an Emily Blunt's bunker.
You have
Emily
to
Blunt
kill
has the Google number, voicemail code.
That's I also heard a similar thing. So
yeah, that's the lore. That's the legend in Cream Pie World.
Well, I also guess it's guaranteed Chase a follow-up spot.
Yeah.
Chase needs to come back. And so, we have that number for you right now. So to let us know what you think and what you think could happen,
right,
which only we know,
but
you might know as well.
I don't know now.
The number is 862-248-2458. Again, that number is 862-248-2458. So,
again, that number is 911.
And
call your local 911 and tell them what you think about Michelle Williams getting in a goon cave.
Yeah, you should let your local officer know. Because they'll know what to do with that situation.
They'll fix the situation for you.
Situation. Only they know what to do, really.
So, God bless producer Nico. Any parting thoughts while we're here in this bunker? Sorry to put you on the spot, but 3, 2, 1, parting thought.
Bye.
Well,
producer Nico said it best. God bless you and goodbye.
We love
you. See you soon. Man, and who knows what's going to happen?
Oh no, another bomb!